It is NFL Draft Week, another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you right now. Eddie Greer III, your host for this K-State Podcast. So, NFL Draft Week, yes it is. Kansas City is going to be lit on Thursday night for the first round of the 2023 NFL Draft. And obviously, three former Cats are going to be in this thing. Well, hoping to get drafted in the first round, or possibly late in the first round. And I'm talking, well, okay, so Deuce Vaughn, Julius Brents, and Felix Nduke Uzomah, right? And let's throw in Ty Zittner as well. I know they got done with recent NFL workouts, and of course, Echo Boydo as well in the mix. But I want to focus in real quick. I'm going to make a little bit of a bold prediction here on my guy, Julius Brents. I think, you heard it here first, on the Pro Project Podcast Daily, I think he has a chance to get in. The way that these teams have raved about Julius Brents, his stock has really risen. The senior game, the recent senior game, and from there, he's just gotten better and better, obviously. And Julius Brents, number one corner here at K-State, now he's going to hopefully get drafted on Thursday night. I think I'm going to make a bold prediction here on this podcast that late first round, early second round, he's going in. And earliest, late first round. I'm telling you. The way I've been reading about him and everything else like that, I think he's got a shot. I mean, obviously, the Falcons ain't going to get him because we just got traded for another corner in former first round pick. Early first round pick, Jeff Okudah, right? So, there you go on that. So, we'll see. But obviously, corner's not off the table for us anyways, given the fact that some of the mock drafts that I looked at, that I listened to anyways, had us either picking the corner or D end. And I still think that way as well. But Julius Brents, I think he's going late first round, early second. If not the first night, definitely second day for Julius Brents. Deuce, he could possibly get in there as well. I don't know. Felix as well has a good shot at getting in at least second round, if not late first. But I'm being a homer here, and yes, this is K-State Podcast, so I'm going to be a little homer. Obviously, Homer here about that, but Julius Brents, my bold prediction, I think he's going to go late first round somewhere because of the way that he has performed in these combines in the Senior Bowl. It really actually started the Senior Bowl, and it's really carried over, but he's been outstanding for K-State, transferred from Iowa, of course, but since then, he's been our number one corner, and it's going to be weird not having him or Boydo man those corners, but I think K-State next year is going to be in good hands on that front here. I will going to read something from Lance Zierlein. Remember, I think it was a couple months ago on this podcast that I read a scouting report on Deuce Vaughn. Either it was Deuce or Felix. I can't remember. Anyways, but I know I didn't do one on Julius. So we're going to do this real quick. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. NFL Draft Week. Can one of our Cats get in the first round? We'll see what happens about that. But Lance Zierlein, again, he did an analyst on Julius Brents, and he compared him to Tremaine Johnson. Woo! This is from Lance Zierlein. I'm going to read this, and then we're going to wrap up the pod here. Well, I'm going to put in some strengths here anyways. Then wrap up the podcast. Julius Brents is a classic zone cover corner with outstanding blend of size, length, and leaping ability. He has the disruptive traits to reroute the release in the dog in him. That phrase has come up on many things, but that dog in him, and he does. I've witnessed it to handle his business and run support. He can play some press man on a vertical plane, but lacks top in speed and pattern matching to play in that scheme full time. Brents needs to maintain eye discipline from zone, but has the ball skills to win a battle for the pass when he's in position. While he's likely to be targeted in the draft as a zone based corner, he has the instincts and demeanor to make a move to safety if need be there. as well. And I'm going to read some of his strengths here. Well, two strengths and two weaknesses here. Rare blend of size and length at cornerback strength. Can jab and maintain contact through repressed leaves. And another strength, spies quarterback from size shuffle. Goodness gracious. And overlaps his press coverage. Or his coverage, excuse me. Three weaknesses that Lance Zierlein put. And there's like seven of them. I'm going to read three of them. Can be juked out of position, matching press release. Struggles to stay in phase through pattern breaks. Will lose ground once the route becomes a foot race. And we can get tests for that. TCU. The first time K-State TCU met in Fort Worth last year. Test for that. That wide receiver from TCU. I can't remember his name now, but that's not the point being. But he got beat on several of those. And I can probably think of a couple of others. I'm not going to mention them here. But again, there's been a lot of positive for Julius Brents. Yes, those are some of the weaknesses. But I've read and heard multiple positive things from Julius Brents in his stock rising. So again, I'm putting it out there. But hey, why not, right? At earliest, it'll be late first. Earliest, I think second. I think the corner position, obviously, is kind of on a strength side, if you will. There are a lot of good corners in this thing. So from what I've listened to on recent podcasts as well, so I'm excited to see where all three of these guys are going to possibly fall. Obviously, Felix has a chance to get up there. As well as I mentioned at the top of the podcast. But yeah, Julius Brents, one of several cats to be drafted. Of course, last year, only two K-State Wildcats was drafted. That was Skylar Thompson and Rush Yeast last year. So hopefully K-State can once again put somebody in the NFL draft. I think they got a good shot at it this year. So, but we'll keep an eye on it. Definitely the first night of the draft, NFL draft 2023, going down Kansas City, ESPN 7 Central Time there, as well as one of our cats could sneak in there in late first round. So gotta keep our eyes on that as well. So excited for our former cats. Everything could definitely come full circle for somebody on Thursday night. If not, definitely draft weekend for sure. But definitely, obviously, these guys, Julius, Deuce has still been working out here in Manhattan, still putting that work, not only on the field, getting himself prepared to hopefully get drafted, but still pouring into community. That's the type of guy Deuce is. Felix, Ty Zentner recently wrapped up his little workout as well. It's amazing to still see what these guys are doing. They're the perfect example of K-State. Still pulling network, still pouring into this community that bleeds purple. Hey, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. So I'm very pumped up and glad they stuck around. And yet, still not to get too big-headed and put the work in the community, invest in the community. So excited to see where some of these former cats now are going to land. Come NFL draft weekend, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. Your first time listening to this podcast, welcome on board. Thank you for giving us a download and a listen. If you love what you're listening, definitely make sure you, next thing you need to do, make sure you do subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast. We own the K-State podcast that focuses on all sports, not just football and men's basketball. That's for everybody else to focus on that. We focus outside of that. Yes, we still do cover football and men's basketball, but we cover all things to women's golf, tennis, men's golf, track and field, volleyball, all things K-State. So still plenty of to go around K-State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas. So you want to be a part of that, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend of yours to also give us a listen as well. We appreciate that so very much. Our numbers really took off during the NCAA tournament run that the men's basketball team took us on, so to the Elite Eight. So that was a fun ride. So definitely you want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast. That's going to do it on this NFL Draft Special Edition, the Pearl Project Podcast, PBBD edition. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Eddie Greer, we'll talk to y'all on the next edition. This is the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.